Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you're tired of waking up unmotivated, it is time you download the Mindset Daily Motivation app and start your day with new motivational alarms.
Let's go!
Chase excellence, never chase money. Why? Because money has an incredible way of finding excellence. Did you chase excellence and not money? Do you have the intellectual curiosity to learn everything you can about this incredible industry and master it? Become the smartest person in the room. Have you mastered it?
Excellence. Do you really believe that is something that happens overnight? It can't be given to you. No one is going to hand it to you. You have to sleep. You have to breathe. You have to eat it every single day of your life until you achieve that greatness.
When we talk about excellence, we are talking about an obsession to outwork and outperform everybody in the room.
What is your current standard on life, on essence, on how you pursue things, how you operate? Basically, when you show up, do you show up in an excellent way? Do you show up with an average way? Or do you show up in a mediocre, half-prepared, half-thought-out way? Listen to me very carefully. Excellence is about standard. And excellence is a requirement for your dream to come true.
When others are sleeping, you need to be awake.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Work on having an excellent, driven mindset. Sure, there are going to be some times and you're going to just fall to the left and you may even fall to the right. You may even fall back. Learn from your mistakes. Grow from your mistakes. And become unique. But never quit. Don't stop moving forward.
Most people are totally okay with decent. But I ain't talking about most people. I'm talking about you. You want to be a great one? You want to be great? Let me break it down to you. Listen to me. Are you only okay with excellence? Until excellence is the only option, we got something to work on. Until excellence is the only thing you'll settle for, we got work to do, my friend. Before you can be excellent, you must first see what excellence looks like.
I want you to make a conscious decision that from this day forward, excellence will be the description of everything you do. Like high performance and high achievement is just who you have become.
You may feel that because you're failing so much, you're so good and you're so excellent at failing, but you're not realizing that you're growing from your failures. You're becoming more powerful. You are educating yourself. You are realizing that your excellence is being nourished. It's going to get stronger. You are planting the seed.
Average is not who you are. Okay is not who you are. Decent, that is not who you are. Excellent is who you are. Nothing else will do.
You gotta know your weaknesses. You gotta know your strengths.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
You got to know your vulnerabilities, be it in business, in relationships, in time management, in investments. It doesn't matter. Self-awareness is one of the most paramount distinctives that make up excellence. If I'm not aware, I'm bankrupt.
What is your standard right now? If your standard ain't excellent, what is it gonna take for you to get there? A little bit more. You gotta agree that if you're not operating in an excellent mindset, it's gonna require a little bit more. Sometimes it ain't even a whole lot more. Sometimes you're close. Just a little bit more to turn a C into a B. Just a little bit more to turn a B into an A. Sometimes all it takes is just a little bit more.
None of us are perfect. It is something that seems to be so far away. It almost seems like it cannot be touched. But this is why we continue to work towards it. To work towards perfection. To work towards being the best of ourselves. You may feel that maybe you're so good at failing, you don't even realize that the more you're failing, you're learning.
Excellence is taking full responsibility for your future. In the game of life, or whatever arena you are stepping into, in whatever industry that you are moving into, the realm for error is very, very small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early and you don't quite make it. One half a second too slow, too fast, and you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break, every minute, every second. This is the difference between losers and champions.
You must drive for excellence. Sometimes you gotta bleed for excellence. Sometimes you gotta cry for excellence. And nobody can do that for you. Kobe saw Mike. He saw what excellence looked like. And he knew what it took. Then he committed to excellence and didn't let himself off the hook until he got it. You got to go and see what excellence looks like. Whatever you're pursuing, go and see what it looks like and go figure out what it takes to be excellent.
It's not enough to just say, how bad do you want it? Okay, go be excellent. That's not enough. If you're like me, you're pragmatic. You need the how too. I need you to understand that this is not about doing more than it is about becoming. If you can become excellent internally, if you can master your psychology, then everything you do is excellent. If you can master character, if you can master integrity, if you can master humility, if you can stay hungry and humble.
But it won't be easy. You got to earn it. Don't get aggravated. Don't get emotional. Put your mind in motion. Put your soul in motion. Put your heart in motion. And let your excellence flow through your veins.
My football coach used to tell me, how you do anything is how you do everything. And if you have selective excellence, then there is a malfunction in your character and integrity.
Can I ask you a question? What are you holding back for? Why are you holding back? Who are you holding back for? You afraid to show somebody up? You want to be too big? You don't want nobody hating on you? Don't you ever play small. Play big, my friend. Don't you ever play small for nobody. Play big and be the best you that you can be.
Excellence is what will define our true purpose in this world.
You gotta see it, my friend. You gotta see it up close. Whatever you're pursuing, whatever your dream is, I wanna encourage you, just go and see it. Go and find it. Go and look at it. Go and touch it. Go and smell it. Go and taste it. Do whatever you got to do to make sure you see excellence. Don't you settle for anything less.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
We do our best when our destinations are beyond the measurement. We aren't thinking of the finish line. No, we're in process. The approach is the destination, and we are never finished.
Some of you just got to begin to believe. And for some of you, what I want you to do is throw something on a wall. Every time I see you, I say the same thing because I think we overcomplicate it. It's the power of the choice, the power of using the people around you and not being afraid of failing, but being afraid of not trying.
You can't just talk about wanting to win. You have to prepare to win and you have to expect to win.
There are no passes when it comes to you and you being unique and having the ability and the qualifications to make sure you get the most out of your life and out of your dream.
I know that you've got greatness within you.
Maybe your dream's big, good, go after it. Maybe you don't make it because it was way out there, but you pursued it, and maybe there was something that happened that you didn't quite get there. But I promise you this, if you shoot for a star and you're all in with your effort and your heart and your attitude and your energy and your commitment, you may not land on that star, but I can guarantee you you will land on the moon. And the truth is, you're still in space.
Use your mind, use your vision, use your dream. I dreamed my way out the hood. I dreamed my way out, and then I saw it, and then I would get up every day, and I would cry.
I know that you have unlimited potential in you. I know that you have something to give to the universe.
Knowing who we are is hard. Eliminate who you are not first, and you're going to find yourself where you need to be.
What separates legends from the average? What separates the 1% from the rest of this world? There will come a time in your life where you will ask yourself this question. Haven't you lived here long enough? You've been in doubt and fear and uncertainty and confusion and comparison long enough. Haven't you been depressed long enough? Haven't you been broke long enough? Haven't you been broken and fractured and defeated and demoralized long enough? You still think you have time, but I came here to sound an alarm in your heart to let you know that tomorrow is not promised. I'm convinced that there's somebody listening to me who refuses to stay where they are, who will make the decision to separate yourself from the average. I want you to consider this my personal invitation to you into the 1%. This is not about a socioeconomic background. This is not about how much money you make or the car that you drive. This chiefly is about the person you become.
Metaphorically speaking, go find a mirror, wipe the blood out of your eyes, and tell yourself,
I can see now! I got royalty in my DNA! I will not bow to ordinary! I got people to see, places to go, tables to sit at. I got work to do. This is what separates the 1%. Can you do what nobody in your bloodline has ever done before? Are you resilient enough to overcome failures and setbacks? Do you believe that you can communicate in such a way that is so powerful that you can build a team from nothing, brick by brick? And to lead a generation into the future. It takes a different person to walk into that room and sit at that table. I can see now what's possible past all of the pain and doubt and fear after they said that you'll never make a comeback. Do you believe that your dream, that the vision, that the idea that you see in your head, do you believe you could hold it in your hand? Family, I'm convinced that many of you are where you are because you don't see the value in where you're supposed to be.
See, the problem with many of us is that we're so deeply anchored in the past that we cannot see the future. The question is, can you see past the betrayal, past the rejection, past the arguments, the rage, the anger, the misunderstandings, the mistakes you've made and those who left you for dead? Can you see past that? And so what separates the ordinary from the extraordinary? Vision. I need vision.
I cannot be a part of the 1% if I do not have vision and I do not understand. Lord, give me understanding. I'm talking about the 1% of people that are actually working on their mental health, that refuse to lose the fight against the demons that your parents and your family had to fight. This is your personal invitation to a mentality of a group of 1% of people that are incurable optimists, and they've got a posture of humility that says, I'm humble enough to know I don't know everything, and I'm hungry enough to know that I'm just getting warmed up. This is what separates one-hit wonders from history makers, an obsessive focus on the mission. What is your vision? What is your mission? Why are you here?
It's the 1% that understand that without relentless drive and hunger, you will never eat. I just need you to believe that at the end of all of this, that you are the 1%. You wouldn't have made it this far in this video if you weren't. What truly separates the extraordinary individuals who changed the world and shaped the course of history from the average masses, it's a combination of talent, grit, resilience, and an indomitable spirit that propels them to achieve the unthinkable. It's the 1% when they are faced with crushing and failures and demoralizing setbacks that would make most quit. It's the 1% that view the problems and the challenges and the setbacks as opportunities to overcome every single day. And the 1% of people, the 1% are fueled by a growth mindset. They consistently seek to learn. They consistently seek to improve themselves. They have a hunger to be stronger. Those who refuse to be average are always moving. There's a drive in them. There's a desire and a passion. There's a calling to be innovative, to blaze trails, to pursue, to be phenomenal, to be unforgettable. There's a drive. There's a hunger. It's what they eat. It's what they breathe. The process. It's who they are becoming on the way to the target. These are the people that can push through pain, and they can see a luminous future. They can see what's possible. They can feel their stored up potential. If they don't quit, if they don't throw in the towel, if they believe in themselves and put faith in God, that He will see them through. Let me tell you what separates the legends from the average. They're very clear on their why. Here's why I'm relentless. Here's why I'm hungry. Because if I don't do this, nobody else will. They're purposeful and passionate. They're self-aware. They're confident. They're continuously learning. They are curious and persistent and patient and disciplined. When you've had enough, find a mirror and tell yourself, enough is enough. I refuse to be average. Enough is enough. Separate yourself from not enough. Separate yourself from scarcity and lack and defeat. The greatest version of you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you, come on, you know it, is the person that's got parameters. The person that says, no, I can't do that. I can't go there. I can't taste that. I can't touch that. I've got an unwavering self-belief and a confidence. I've got impeccable integrity and values and character. I will not bow to ordinary. I got people to see, places to go, tables to sit at. I got work to do.
I just need you to believe that at the end of all of this, that you are the 1%.
Insanity and greatness are next door neighbors, and they borrow each other's sugar.
Transformation of human consciousness through meditation is frustrated. So long as we think of it in terms of something that I myself can bring about.
Stick with it till you get through the uncomfortable times, until you go, you know what? I can spend time with myself. I could do this. I could do this forever. Well, then it's okay to go re-engage, but there's great value in not doing that until you go, I'm good with me and me for right now.
I want to show people that there is a way out, that there is a way to do more, to get more, to obtain more. But I personally don't want to lose all that I've been able to get. So I need to make sure that I do everything to keep it.
I do think that if you sit on the edge of your bed and things aren't going very well for you, and you ask what foolish thing you're doing to make it worse, that you'll get an answer right now. And it won't be the one you want, but it might be the one that if you listen to would set things straight.
I mean, that's the bright side of tragedy. So when you come through it, you really will have an appreciation for the moments without tragedy. You don't really feel it unless you get, unless life burns you. You don't really feel it.
That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. When it's all said and done, my book is going to be full of all the shit Kevin Hart did. Because I never was content with doing just one, two, or three. Why not?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We get this strange feeling that we have never had, you see, in our lives, that we are no longer this poor little stranger and afraid in a world it never made.
Momentum is a big thing with human beings. It's a big thing for me, at least. If I'm on a good momentum of healthy eating and exercise, I love it. I like waking up sore, pushing further. I like writing down my workouts, what I've done. And I like hitting that gym hard on a daily basis. And I build momentum. And I find that when I do that with writing, whether I do that with performing, whether I do that with anything, it just gets everything going. It just creates energy. Being lazy robs you of energy. Like being sedentary, being uninspired, being bored, it robs you of one of the most precious things you can have in this life, enthusiasm. One of the things that I tell people all the time, because a lot of people have a hard time defining themselves. They define themselves by failure because they failed. But I'm like, you're not your failures, you're you. Okay, your life is a series of lessons you've learned. Now, if you just dwell on the failures, like that's not healthy. It's not smart and it's not empowering. What you got to do is look at those failures and go, well, now you know what not to do. But you're not that. You're you.
One of your superpowers is a made-up mind. One that is fully persuaded to get it done every single day, no matter the task.
See, each day we are presented with a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way. You can't have the throne until you are willing to remove yourself from the seat of convenience.
For some of you, what I want you to do is throw something on a wall. Every time I see you, I say the same thing because I think we overcomplicate it. It's the power of the choice, the power of using the people around you and not being afraid of failing, but being afraid of not trying. And maybe your dream's big, good, go after it. And maybe you don't make it because it was way out there, but you pursued it. And maybe there was something that happened that you didn't quite get there. But I promise you this, if you shoot for a star and you're all in with your effort and your heart and your attitude and your energy and your commitment, you may not land on that star, but I can guarantee you, you'll land on the moon. And the truth is you're still in space.
your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
If you're going to get to the next level, you're going to have to give up something, right? You're going to have to give up something. And I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. When I say give up, when I talk about sacrifice, I'm saying give up your current blessings. Like, this going to be hard. Give up the current blessings. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I had to make a sacrifice.
Can you hear me? I said get back up. Because this life is not done with you. Your dream is not done with you.
Doubt is not bigger than your purpose. Fear is not bigger than your purpose. Insecurity is not bigger than your purpose. Your purpose is everything.
Take full responsibility for your life. Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. Someone said we have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
This world needs you to achieve everything you got on the inside of you. This world needs you to be you. But in order for you to be you, we got to have you to rise up. I'm here to rise. I came here to conquer.
Every morning when I wake, I see that sun rise up. And I want you to be just like the sun. Every morning, I want you to rise up. Follow through and finish.
If the day's going to be good, I got to heal from the mistakes that were made yesterday. And I've got to believe that I don't have to make the same mistakes. It's time to heal. Today I heal. Today I heal. From every mistake that is made, today I heal from everything that I said that I could have said better. And everything that was said to me that I wish was never said. I heal today from the people that pushed me verbally but did not support me physically, that were never present. Today I heal, I heal, I heal. I heal from what I did not have. After we heal, we have to acknowledge, coupled with that healing, is what went wrong.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively. To be depressed, to hate somebody, to want revenge, to want to get back at somebody, to beat yourself up over the head, to feel loaded with guilt. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will. And say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
Get back up. You got to fight for the baby that lays in your soul, that burns your chest. Because if you don't feel this fire, and it's not a dream.
You feel like you'll do 120%. You'll give everything you have and it still won't be enough. I feel you. I was there. A part of the milestone is, what if I give everything and it ain't enough? What if I put my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole soul into it, ET, and it's not enough? What if I do it and I fail? You gotta face your fear and you gotta do it anyway.
If you don't get up when the count is at 9, you don't want it enough.
We end well so we can begin well.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Every single one of you, you're a one of one. Some of you have got to begin to throw that thing against the wall. And some of you just got to begin to believe.
Even when it's painful, even when we're ostracized, even when we're excommunicated and ghosted, it may hurt, but that pain will subside. And I got to believe it, so I got to stay focused. Focus goes where energy flows.
Every morning when I wake, I see that sun rise up. And I want you to be just like the sun. Every morning, I want you to rise up, follow through, and finish.
When you want to change, it's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
I will be immune to the pain that is attached to my purpose. I will not be stagnant. I will not stay stuck in the mud that you left me in. I will evolve. I will rise. It's gonna be days when it seems like it will never happen. The dream will never manifest. The money will never come. The cost will never come. But you gotta fight for something more than material.
Look, I finished my coursework. It took me 2 years. Why? Because it took me 2 years to get over the fear. It took me 2 years to get over the anxiety. It took me 2 years to finally say, Goliath, here I come. Goliath, you might be taller than me. You might be bigger than me. You might be stronger than me, but I'm coming. And I'd rather die trying. I'd rather die going after this dissertation. I'd rather give everything I got. I'd rather give a year. I'd rather put in work and fail. Not try at all.
I see all things working for good. I see you stepping into everything that God has called you to do. I see you stepping into purpose and stepping into the plans that God already has laid out for you. This is your day. Get up and conquer your day. Get up. Get up. Get up. You've got a day to conquer.
In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
What's the biggest challenge that most of these individuals have? What's the common challenge?
Believe. They don't believe, man. You know, it's all mental, and people don't get it. You know, everybody wants to say, okay, well, here go 10 steps to, okay, Lewis said do 8, E.T. said do 9. You know, this person says this is 12 steps, and everybody's trying to get the steps without the mentality.
You got this. I believe in you. When somebody says, no matter what happens, whether it succeeds or fails, I'm going to be by your side.
Oh,
that's when I have the confidence to do difficult things.
Wow.
So it's the people in my life.
You should recognize the potential in yourself and love yourself enough to make the changes that produce the best possible version of yourself.
Or how do you overcome self-doubt?
How do you overcome self-doubt? Help someone else overcome self-doubt.
I love that. I love that.
You overcome self-doubt by helping. Like, and it's not a selfish thing. I'm only helping you so I can. You have to genuinely love and commit to the person.
So it's not the car, the house, the whatever. It is that internal goal, that internal why. And so for me, I just think that's it. Like that, like you, it's something within and you got to pull it out. And so it's easy when you have a why, a purpose. I'm doing it for this. I'm doing it for that. It's easy to get up and get going. But if it's just for a car, what happens when you get the car? Because you can buy it. What happens when you get the house? And you can buy the house.
The only reason you're not the best right now is because you don't believe you're the best now.
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day. Every day, every day, according to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives,
is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I believe I'm the best there is. I ain't apologizing for it to anybody. I think I'm the best thing since sliced bread. If you can't do it, you scratch, claw, and even die trying.
Somewhere, I believe that I am not enough. I'm not good enough, smart enough, talented enough, worthy enough, whatever it might be. And that was definitely my biggest insecurity, was I'm not enough in so many ways. And so I needed people to give me the approval. I needed people to accept me because I didn't accept it. I accept myself fully now. It doesn't mean I'm still not hungry. It doesn't mean I'm still not a work in progress. It doesn't mean I'm still not driven to create results in my life and make an impact and do all these beautiful things. But I finally come to myself after literally 10 years of different healing modalities and processes and making big mistakes and learning and growing. I finally feel at peace with accepting myself. From that space, I feel like I can do anything, no matter if people talk crap about me. It doesn't mean I have to like it, but I can still do it and not be afraid of that. And that's really at the core of the greatness mindset, is identifying which fear holds you back, because I believe self-doubt is the killer of dreams.
Once you start questioning yourself, you already lost. Once you start questioning yourself, once you start going into a state of depression and you start being by yourself and you start thinking and wondering, once you start wondering, you already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I'm the best right now. And if you want to go through motivational speaking, you got to go through me. Ain't nobody doing it like this. They all wear shirt and tie. Ain't nobody bring hip-hop to motivation. I must be the greatest. I shook up motivational speaking. I changed the whole genre. I must be the greatest. Not because I'm cocky, but I got to tell myself I'm the best if I'm going to be the best. I got to believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
On Christmas morning, when I unwrap my camera, I actually don't believe in my ability. So much so that I say, I can't even open the box to this camera until January 1st, because in the new year, I'm going to be a different person. So that should just like kind of like really betray the lack of belief that I had in myself to begin with. So then it was opening the camera and saying, I told my husband, I'm like, oh, I think you got me the wrong battery. No, it was just me putting the battery in the wrong way. I had no idea which way was up. I was cutting every single corner. I was looking at the work that I was doing, and I feel like I had enough wherewithal to look at my work and say, this is terrible. I know what good is, and what I am doing is terrible, but do I have the capacity to make it a little bit less terrible? I was a person for 365 days who said, come hell or high water, I'm gonna go all in. I want to look back on my deathbed and said, you gave it everything you had. So I stopped being a lot social. I didn't do extracurricular activities. I woke up earlier, I went to bed later. I don't think that's a lifestyle, like a permanent lifestyle, but at the time that I gave myself 365 days, there's no more messing around. There was no more excuses.
You have a story. You know, you have a unique experience. And so your 12 are shaped by not just your world, but how your world has shaped your thinking. And I think that's the part, the mission is like, guys, if it was easy, everybody could do it. If it was a cookie cutter, everybody would just follow it to the T. But there's a mindset. And when I looked at Serena, you know, when I look at the Michael Jordans of the world, Tom Brady, you know, when you look at Michael Phelps, like, it is a mentality.
It's the consistent actions of doing the hard things, or just the things you say you're going to commit to, mm-hmm. and completing those things, which build the confidence and the belief in yourself.
A lot of people that have these issues of the self-doubt, is because they have not put the work in to have the belief in themselves that they can accomplish whatever it is.
The reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you.
We suck at first, but I just kept going. I just really believed that I could have anything that I wanted if I was willing to work for it.
And when I was number 20, I started saying, I'm the number one motivational speaker in the world. And I went to the computer, and the world said exactly what I said, that Eric Thomas is number one in the world. I spoke it, the world heard it, and it activated. Your problem is that you don't believe you belong here. Your problem is that you don't think you should be sitting down here.
Listen to me very closely. If I had one message to leave you with that's a game changer, is you need to start to believe.
And I, for one, I can tell you in my own experience, my own self-confidence, 100% comes from the relationships that I have. It's not some deep internal fortitude.
In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.